Today I open my book of life new. Today I open my book of life new. Oh, what a glorious adventure this is. I open up my book of life brand new. Brand new adventures, brand new experiences, brand new delights, brand new in every wonderful way. I open up my life because it's fun. I open up my life because it's a joy. It's something that makes me feel so fantastic, so wonderful, so marvelous, because I opened up brand new. Now, when I wake up in the morning, I have no idea what adventures are going to face me during the day. Oh, I think I do. I think I have certain plans on what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. But if I wake up with a sad attitude about my life, my experience is going to be sad. If I wake up with a happy attitude about life, my experiences are going to be happy. If I wake up with a joyful attitude about life, my attitude is going to be joyful and my experience is going to be joyful. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be fulfilling in every beautiful way. Now, if I wake up and feel, hey, this is a wonderful world I live in. This is a wonderful life I have. Everybody in my world is whole and perfect now. Everybody in my world experiences the dreams of their heart right now. Everyone in my world delights in knowing all the things that are going on in their world and which are saying to them, hey, this is great, this is wonderful, this is beautiful, this is fantastic, this is glorious, this is good. And when I say that, man, that's just what I do. That's just what I have. That's just what I am. I only know what I am. I only know who I am. I only know what I am. I only know that I am. And really, that's all that matters at all in anyone's life. Today I open my book of life new. And as I open my book of life new, I experience it new. I experience it just like I always did. I experience it just like I always had it. I experience it wonderfully. I experience it fantastically. I experience it knowing that everything I do is me. Everything I do is a glorious world that I'm in. Everything I am, everything I think, and everything I say. Today I open my book of life new. All right. I set the parameters for my life. And the parameters for my life are living in happiness, living in joy, living in peace, living in goodness. The parameters for my life are living in magic in every step I take, in every thought I think, in every attitude I have. And life is wonderful. Life is joyful. Life is good, good, good. Life is so magical, so fulfilling, that it makes me feel just 10 feet tall. It makes me feel wondrous. It makes me feel good at every turn. Now, today I open my book of life new. Do I have to have a bad thought? Yesterday I was worried about what I'm going to do today because I'm going to go out and dig in the garden. And I thought, oh, the last time I dug in the garden, I had a sore back. The last time I dug in the garden, the soil was so hard it wouldn't dig. The last time I worked in the garden, the weeds just wouldn't come out. And what a terrible way to think about the last time I was doing anything. So today, I open my book of life new, and I say, okay, I'm going to water the soil first. I'm going to just put a light sprinkle over the whole soil. And then I'm going to use a fork, and I'm going to dig into that soil with this bladed instrument, and I'm going to dig wonderfully, and the soil is just going to come loose as can be. And all the weeds, because I sprinkle the top of the soil with a gentle rain, like, I'm able to pull them out and remove them. Today, it's a fun thing working in the garden, and I bend over in my back, it's just wonderful, I feel so fantastic. I feel so whole and perfect. Oh, this is a wonderful day. Today I open my book of life new. I open my gardening adventure new, not like another time. Not like even the time I did it and had a lot of fun. Now I'm going to do it, and I'm going to see it from another point of view. I'm going to see my activity from another point of view, and I'm going to say, hey, I'm working in the garden. Every time I do anything in the garden, it's so lovely, it's so beautiful, it's so wonderful. The garden looks so fresh and so clean and so nice. All the seeds just go in just where they're supposed to go, and they're rich and in the soil, and the soil is loose, and the seeds grow, send out their roots into the soil. And I water the garden, not a lot. I don't soak it to death. I don't send the water down below where it's not going to do any good. I keep the water in the first 6 inches of the ground, just moistening that area of the ground and letting that area of the ground be the birthplace for my flowers, be the place where my flowers grow the best, and they grow beautifully. And it's a wonderful, glorious experience. But it's me. Today, I open my Book of Life new. I don't think of times when it was difficult. I don't think of times of anything. When I take the tractor and I go out and I grade our roads, I grade our meditation paths, over the weeks and months, things have grown up along the meditation path, and things have not been as beautiful as they could be. The rain has come and made rivulets and made little ditches here and there. So I take the tractor and lovingly, slowly drag it over the meditation path. And as I do this, all of the dirt falls into an even row. It falls into a smoothed out pattern. And when I walk along the meditation path, it is glorious to walk along because it's so smooth and so beautiful. When I go on the roads, I have stopped. I walk along the roads. When I see a rock on the road, I put it off. When I see a stone or a boulder, I take the crowbar and I just pop it out of the ground like you pop a nut out of a shell. And as I do that, then when the tractor comes along and runs over that area of the road, it just brings the dirt right into those holes where the stones had been, and everything is so beautiful. Everything is so wonderful, so fantastic, because that's the way it should be. That's just the way it should be. And it is always that way for me, because today I open my Book of Life new, and I experience everything new. I experience all of the joys of my life new. I experience all of the thrills of my life new. I experience all of the activities of my life new. My garden is a new vision for me. My pathways are a new vision for me. My roads are a new vision for me. I sit down to answer my emails, and they're all fresh and new. I open a new Book of Life. Every one of my emails is coming from friends who say, it's nice to hear from you. You're so wonderful. You have said and done so many wonderful things in my life. You made me feel so rich and so beautiful. I'm happy that I have created you in my world. I'm happy that you're in my life. I'm happy. Yes. Today I open my Book of Life new. And as I open my Book of Life new, all of the adventures of my life come and sit on my doorstep and say, yes, life is wonderful. Life is beautiful. Life is thrilling. And this is what it's all about. Nothing else really matters. Nothing else really makes any difference in my world, except that today I open my Book of Life new. Every adventure, every activity, every experience is new and beautiful. And I opened it that way. It's my joy. It's my fun. It's my delight. It's my world. It's me. You, too, can open your Book of Life today, brand new. It doesn't matter whether you do something you've done all your life. Today, do it with a newness. Today, do it with a feeling that all is good and all is beautiful. Today, do it knowing that you are the creator of your world. And today, you open the Book of Life new. Today, I open my Book of Life new. Today, I open my Book of Life with a joy in my heart and a song in my heart, and my whole life feels good, 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 good. And why not? Because that's who I am. And that's who you are. Have a good day. Enjoy this new life in your Book of Life.